This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The TV station of Lebanon's Hezbollah group says top U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas official Saleh Arouri has been killed in an explosion in a southern Beirut suburb. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Arouri, one of the founders of Hamas's military wing, had headed the group's presence in the West Bank. Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had threatened to kill him even before the Hamas-Israel war began on October the 7th. Israeli officials declined to comment. The explosion shook the Lebanese capital's southern suburbs, causing chaos in the militant Hezbollah group's stronghold. Lebanon's state-run national news agency said the blast killed several people and was carried out by an Israeli drone. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Japan Airlines plane was engulfed in flames on Tuesday after colliding with a smaller aircraft at a Tokyo airport. All 379 people on board the jet escaped, with 17 injured, after the collision with a Coast Guard plane in which five of the six on board were killed. Nippon TV pictures showed fire crews battling to contain the blaze on board the passenger plane after the passengers and crew had evacuated. A ministry official told a press briefing the plane was attempting to land normally when it collided with a Coast Guard plane headed to Japan's west coast to deliver aid to those caught up in a powerful earthquake that struck on New Year's Day. Japanese rescuers battled the clock and powerful aftershocks Tuesday to find survivors of the New Year's Day earthquake that killed at least 55 people and caused widespread destruction. On the Noto Peninsula, the destruction included buildings damaged by fire, houses flattened, fishing boats sunk or washed ashore, and highways hit by landslides. This is VOA News. Heavy Russian missile and drone strikes on Kyiv and the northeastern city of Kharkiv killed at least five civilians, wounded dozens, and caused widespread damage on Tuesday, Ukrainian officials said. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
In a suburb of the capital city, resident Inna Lukashenko said the strikes were relentless.
We were under fire the whole night. First, there were drones, then we fell asleep for a second and were woken up by explosions.
In Kharkiv, emergency workers said they were working in four locations across the city and that most injuries were caused by shrapnel. The attacks came hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin said an air attack on the Russian city of Belgorod would not go unpunished. Moscow said the strike on Saturday killed at least 25 civilians and blamed it on Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. South Korean opposition leader Lee Jae-myung is recovering after being stabbed in the neck by an unidentified man during a visit to the southeastern city of Busan. Emergency officials say Lee was attacked Tuesday as he visited the proposed site of a new airport and that the man approached saying he wanted an autograph. The party called the attack a serious threat to democracy. Malawi's government is sending young people to work on Israeli farms amid the conflict with Hamas. Critics say the program is shrouded in secrecy and has exposed unemployment issues in the country. Jimmy Wewe Padatha reports from the capital, Lilongwe.
Young people line up in large numbers at registration centers. They are hoping to join about 600 Malawians who have been airlifted to Israel through the agricultural program. A resident of Blantyre, the country's second largest city, 23-year-old Ruth Kanchunjuru, is ready for such an opportunity.
It's a lifetime opportunity. I wouldn't lose it because at some part of the country, there is war.
But the labor exchange program in Malawi isn't without critics. Malawi Human Rights Defenders Coalition accuses the government of secrecy on the deal. Chimwemwe Padatha, VOA News, Lilongwe, Malawi.
A man was arrested on Tuesday after police said he broke into the U.S. State of Colorado Supreme Court building with a handgun and set fire in a stairwell. Police say the 44-year-old's motive for the break-in is unclear. The Colorado Supreme Court has been the center of a legal battle which has garnered national attention after it disqualified former President Donald Trump from the state's Republican primary ballot for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.